bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today.
Wednesday, September 19th, 2018, and this is episode 1626 of WDW Today. I'm Logan Sekulow.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm Matt Lott.
And I'm The Grease.
And I just got back from Orlando, but not really to Disney. A little bit.
So you shouldn't talk about it.
No, then. I will. I will talk about what I did, because I saw Toy Story Land.
Oh.
And I saw the construction happening for Star
from
Wars.
From afar?
No. I went in the park.
Ooh. I didn't know you went in the park.
Well, I was I actually went in to replace my fuel rod.
Oh.
So wait, we can talk fuel rods for a moment.
Excuse me?
Oh, the phone chargers.
Yeah.
Okay.
You went into a park to get something to charge your phone?
Yeah.
No. It's a so in each park, I have a fuel rod, which you can buy for, I think, $20 everywhere but Disney. And, of course, they charge $30. And
naturally.
They are these cylinders that are, you know, basically portable battery chargers. And once you've bought it, you can replace it as many times as you want. So you go into the machine at Hollywood Studios. It's at... there's two of them, but the one I used was in the Rock and Roller Coaster store, and you just pop it in and immediately one pops back out. I have had issues where, sometimes a location is sold out in full, but for the most part, it's been pretty reliable. But you can pick them up. A lot of airports have them. The airport actually in, Philadelphia had them when I was there a couple weeks ago. So we have quite a few, we have a couple of them. My wife has one, I have one, and we just switch them out. So I thought I'm going to need this. I was going to Horror Nights at night that night. I passed Hollywood Studios. I was going to go to Downtown Disney or Disney Springs, which I should have. But I thought, I'll pop into Hollywood Studios. It'll be fine. What I didn't realize is it is absolute construction chaos there right now. Mm. To the point of really bad.
Like the tram parking situation.
Right. I walked because I always walk. And I was maybe, let's say I was 20 rows back.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, that's a 6-7 minute walk.
7 minute walk.
From there to the front entry. It took probably 20 minutes with the amount of construction that's going on. Because you have, and the thing is, I went saw where the tram dropped off. Had nothing, if I had taken the tram, it wouldn't have been any shorter.
No.
We actually talked about my wife and I were like, I don't know if next time we will, if next time's in a couple weeks, how we do Hollywood Studios properly with the kids. Because it is, one, it's just ugly.
Grease looks freaked out right now.
It's not that bad. Once you're in the park, you're fine.
Okay.
But so it is a long.
The
and,
Disney buses would bypass
the buses,
all that.
The buses bypass a lot of it on the other side.
A little.
But I didn't see that.
It's further away right now. But the weird thing is you walk through, the only way I can describe this is it feels like they're actually herding cattle. Because you walk through like narrow fences with some like, you know, coming soon scenery on the sides.
Yeah, exactly. With an occasional, oh, Star Wars land. Oh, the Skyliners. And it's just, it's like a war zone construction-wise. It looks ridiculous. Very non-Disney-like. Chain link fences with big, you know, like I said, almost looks like you're in New York and you're walking through one of those like buildings that's like always in construction. And it kind of bummed me out because, one, it took me a lot longer to get in and out of that situation. It wasn't like a quick turnaround because I thought I could, oh, I'll run in here. I'll look at Toy Story Land. I'll go get my fuel rod and get out of there. And maybe I'll hit up a ride. Definitely didn't have time to hit up a ride. And because it took me a good 20 minutes to walk there and then a good 20 minutes to walk back to my car, maybe a little less on the way out because it was just less people at the time. And I knew more what I was doing because before it was like, what in the world? What happened here? So I did go to Toy Story Land and I did a kind of a quick walk through, popped in a little area, saw characters, saw the Slinky Dog, saw that. And I have to say, like, I really enjoyed it. I thought it looks really cool. Getting there is a bit of a pain. Why they closed off the other entrance to Toy Story Mania and all that and made that its own thing. I think that was maybe a mistake because I like the there's one way in and one way out, which feels odd. You know, even Avatar has another way in and out. Even if you don't, you can still go on the side.
But if you notice,
sound
if you,
legal.
If you notice,
2 points of exit and entry.
There's going to be two more because there's clearly like a wall. That's going away towards Star
there's
Wars.
There's fake walls,
And then there's a fake wall that's going towards whatever's coming next.
Mm.
Yeah.
On the right, kind of over by Slinky Dog. There's definitely like a, okay, this is going to be something someday.
Yeah, at some point. But for as of now, you walk in, turn around, and walk your way out. What was really cool at Toy Story Land that I can say I like is their characters were everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So Buzz and Woody and Jesse and the Green Army Men were like in plain sight out and hanging out.
Were they doing it? When I walked in, they were doing like a drum corps lot.
They weren't when I was there, but which I did. Was fun. I think the I think they were doing something like that when I was leaving. But when I was there, it was just because I was only in there maybe the whole space for 15, 20 minutes. It was really cool, and I really loved it. So fantastic. I thought they did a great job with it. As much as it's not Cars Land or one of those, it's certainly not as big of an issue as people have made it out. I wasn't disappointed looking around at it. I thought it was cool. You know, could the big giant Woody maybe talk and move his mouth instead of just being stationary? Yeah, maybe.
I saw yesterday they had they opened the new hard ticketed event, the morning.
Yes.
The hour long of morning magic where you get breakfast. And Woody was welcoming people. Like, I don't think he was an animatronic, but like you could hear Woody saying. No,
yeah, that happened when I was walking through. Okay. When I was walking through, they talks, but it doesn't like move.
Yeah.
There's no movement. It's just a big statue and you're, hey, howdy, hey, welcome to Andy's backyard. People seem to be enjoying it though. Lines for Slinky Dog were about an hour, 65 minutes, I think. And I got in the line for a few minutes and then realized, one, it was an incredibly hot day.
Were you there for Rope Drop or no?
No, I just showed up midway through the afternoon on the way down to Horror Nights.
That's good. I'm excited about
65
that.
65 minutes. It is mostly, it looks like the line is outside pretty much exclusively. It's covered.
Is there a single rider line for that?
There's not.
So at the entrance, I can I go?
You can do the rider swap. I saw someone do it.
Yeah.
Okay. I do have to say that visually it looks more intense than I thought. But then when you actually watch a ride vehicle go on it, you're like, oh. It gets to the top and then slows down and then goes through a turn.
The best part is over the hill thing.
Honestly, I think the best part is at night when it's, when you have the lights on the track that kind of go with it. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
So on the track, there's a snaking light system that goes along with the.
Yeah, I think it was 45 minutes. For the other one, too, for the alien alien ride. So, I mean, the lines were not terrible.
Not bad, yeah.
It was not bad. If I had gone in the morning, I totally would have done it. What happened was I landed, and I crashed at a hotel for 3 hours. And then I was like, I need to go do some stuff. So I did some stuff over in that area.
Did you airport hotel it, or did you hard rock it?
I had planned on airport hoteling it. I got there, and I went to go check in, and they're like, hey, we're not going to have rooms till at least 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And this was 9 a.m. They're like, we can move you to the Hyatt on I Drive if you want. And they have rooms available now. So they did that. And it's only about maybe 10 minutes tops drive. So I had already rented a car. So I just took that and went and slept for a few hours. So I ended up staying at the Hyatt. I don't know.
Is it the resort?
It was, what was the Peabody?
Okay.
No. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I highly recommend that hotel. It's really nice. The rooms are nice. The facility was really nice. They have 24-hour, they have a 24-hour market that's open that has different kinds of foods and snacks and stuff. So I got back from Horror Nights at 2:45 in the morning, and I was able to go there, grab a couple granola bars and a bowl of cereal, and did a few other things, and then went on my merry way to bed till 5:30 when I got back up to go to the hotel or go to the airport. So it was a quick trip, but a long trip in the same way. But I would say right now, I don't want to say I discourage people from going to Hollywood Studios, but maybe if you don't really want to do Toy Story Land, you have a trip coming up soon. It's chaos. I certainly wouldn't do it first. It doesn't have that Disney magic when you're walking in. You doing it first?
I don't know. I don't think.
You've
been
before. It doesn't matter. But if you,
I know. Yeah.
It's just a lot. You're going to walk around and just go, oh, this isn't what I expected.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how I felt. It just wasn't.
But then a year from now, we're going to be like, holy cow.
Probably. And when the Skyliners are actually in and those buildings are up, they're partially up, it's going to be cool. It's just...
Still a lot of confusion about the Skyliners. There was is there AC? Is there not AC? I've heard convincing arguments for both.
They got to have some kind of ventilation. I mean, it's either that or it's going to be open air. You can't just slam people in those at 100 degrees.
And then it rains and everybody gets wet on the end.
Well, I mean, yeah.
I doubt it would be open. I bet there's a ventilation system.
It's got to be air.
Even if it's not super cold, but it's air moving from
a fan.
Yeah.
People
would cook.
Right. If you get stuck.
Yeah.
Or just stop
even
for
just
a second.
Moving.
Do we know how long the ride will be? I say ride. How long the transport would be?
It's about 45 minutes at 350 degrees. And yeah, then flip.
There's no AC.
Flip halfway through.
Yeah. So you're that doesn't work.
They did one of the interesting developments this week is they filed a permit for a boat rescue for the gondolas, just to make everyone feel like safe and secure. I guess it goes over. I think it's the Art of Animation little lake pond. They put like a boat dock, and there's like they have to keep a in case they need to do an aerial rescue over water.
And wait.
So there's going to be an aerial rescue
over
from
water
a boat?
From a boat.
It's an aerial boat. Yeah, you know, you've seen
it's like one of those. One of those steampunk things.
On the flying boat.
One of those flying boat steampunk things.
Get your listener questions in right now. And we have a few from Twitter and a few from social media in general. But I do want to take your comments. So if you're watching live right now, and a bunch of you are, put them in the comments and we'll get to some coming up here. Dave Adams said he heard 8 person per gondola invented, no air conditioning. So we'll see. Hot. I mean, like, it's hot to be on, like, a porch in Orlando. So, I mean, I've never...
Here's the problem, though. You see, everyone is, I hear.
Let me go ahead and tell you where it gets hot for me in Florida.
When you get off the plane.
Yeah, in the dang gateway.
Yeah.
Yep.
You just immediately like,
you're getting off the airplane.
Everything is sticking to me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Stop it.
Which is the same feeling you're going to have in a gondola.
And every time I sit there, I'm like... Oh, why do people move here from New York? It's tough.
Because it doesn't snow.
That's true.
Because I don't know if you've been to New York in January, because it's the thing called blizzards that happen.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
No. I go to Dairy Queen a lot, and so I'm familiar with
blizzards. I had two blizzards this weekend.
Really?
Two flavors.
I had both Butterfinger.
Where?
Classic.
At Dairy Queen.
No, but like what location? Oh,
in Kentucky. Somerset.
Oh, you went to Kentucky. Kentucky. It's kind of that's a haul from anywhere.
Well, no, that's the thing is that we're like, well, we're here. It's closer. We never go to Dairy Queen in town. And so we went twice.
We went this weekend too. They had like a Reese's.
Good Lord, y'all eat a lot of Dairy Queen. I mean,
I haven't been to Dairy Queen in like a year and a half.
Oh, yeah, that's very specific.
Like Leslie was like, I was like, maybe you want to go get a
restraining order says so.
It's been 18 months.
Yeah, you're keeping track of when you were last at a Dairy Queen.
Yeah, I'm clear to go back after 18 months.
I've only been within 1,001 feet of one for the past year. I can't really say why.
I've been the Dairy Queen at the Opera Mills occasionally. I occasionally enjoy, but that's
a lot of people love the cool treats. I'm actually a fan of the hot eats.
I know you're the one.
You know what I mean? I'm the one guy because
Samantha did get some fries. Man. She got a side of fries with her blizzard.
The burger's
kind of because right now there is a Reese's Outrageous limited time flavor.
That's what I have.
It's the cups, Reese's peanut butter cups chopped up and pieces.
So you don't have to make a decision.
You just get both.
I mean, you could essentially do that. You just have to pay like a 30-cent topping.
Yeah, it's not like they really, it was a big stretch
right.
to come up with
this
flavor.
You know what I
flavor.
Used to like? They had a peanut butter crunch, which was the Captain Crunch peanut butter in the 90s. It was incredible.
Oh, okay. But and now it's not.
They haven't had it in decades.
Oh, you're saying?
But I still think about it.
But you still want it.
They have the cereal. They don't have it as a topping. Derek.
I mean, we could probably make that happen, Logan. You just go and order like a plain blizzard.
Vanilla blizzard. Myself?
Yes.
Hey, y'all put this in there?
It's not hard. If you want something, let's just make it happen.
I don't even go to...
In my hometown, there are these old ladies that make fresh biscuits every morning, and it's only at these certain Dairy Queens.
It's right under the one stoplight.
I passed that Dairy Queen. I sent you a picture of it a few months ago.
I've heard about these biscuits before. I feel like these are legendary.
He talks about
this from you. I mean,
they've recently changed the recipe, and it has gotten some flack in the hometown.
I had some Loveless biscuits over the weekend.
Yeah, those are great too.
You know what the problem with Loveless biscuits are?
They're tiny.
There's no problem with them. You eat 1,000 of them.
Yeah.
The problem is with yourself.
I can't stop.
It's like, where's your heart?
Let's move off of biscuits.
Check your heart.
We went speaking of biscuits. Biscuits.
There are a lot of biscuits, a lot of waffles.
Is there a Dairy
Halloween
Queen
Horror
at, in Disney? Florida doesn't believe in Dairy Queen, right?
They got Tasty Treats.
Which is so bizarre.
Yep.
Tasty Treats are all over. All that.
Florida Dairy doesn't Queen believe in Dairy Queen? What does that even mean?
Are there no Dairy Queens in Orlando?
What does that even mean?
They don't franchise there.
think there are Dairy Queens in Florida.
They have a moral obligation.
They should have them at every corner because it's
Popka's
hot.
Popka's got to have a Dairy Queen.
There's a billion of them.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Okay, there isn't a Popka Dairy Queen.
It's got four Bigelow.
We got a lot.
The Dairy Queen in Apopka has 4 stars out of 5.
If only there was a website that I could go to and type in that.
That's a little too high.
Right. Like, Ocala, Port Charlotte, okay, St. Right. Cloud, Orlando, Winter Haven.
But no, in 192, Tasty Treats, like the buildings made that look like ice cream cones. Those
yeah,
are what's
I love
popular
a good
there.
Tasty Treat.
Yes.
They're the most popular for that area.
Yeah. What I love is Jeremiah's. In Orlando, Jeremiah's Italian ice and ice cream.
Oh, real good.
They have a gelato or gelati, which is soft serve and Italian ice together.
No.
And it is.
Yes.
They have a peanut butter one. And it is phenomenal.
You love the peanut butter.
I do love peanut
butter. Who doesn't love peanut butter?
I don't like peanut butter.
When I think of something frozen and refreshing, I'm thinking
frozen,
like
it's vanilla ice cream.
Lemonade. But no, y'all are like,
you like vanilla lemonade. What is that?
Give me the sludge.
Look, I want a lemonade float.
There was a Jeremiah's ice sticker on someone's car in my kid's school parking lot, and I was like,
"Yeah,
can we be your friend? I want to be your friend."
Jeremiah's.
You got Real Radio 104.1. You got WJRR.
They basically are you.
I don't know the we were in a different line of business.
So let me ask.
Favorite show already. I don't even know why we're talking about Dairy Queen.
Okay, so the closest one of Jeremiah's to the parks would probably be. Oh, man. South Orange, so probably downtown.
Like South Orlando. Orange Beach? That's in California.
No, there's an Orange.
That's Orange County. Yeah. Oh. There is an Orange Beach, Florida, I believe.
Mm.
Yeah, South Orange is maybe probably the Alabama. Closest one. And that you'd have to go to downtown, I think. Well, no. There's one. Hunter's Creek. Not bad. So that's outside of Kissimmee. That's not too bad. You can go there. That's on the 417.
I thought it was Kissimmee.
So check that out. Kissimmee in Kissimmee. I usually go to the Longwood location. All right.
All right, I guess listener questions. We ready?
Yeah. That wasn't a listener question?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Which Dairy Queen do you frequent the most?
Solid. You were the listener.
Yeah. Hot Eats, Cool Treats. Let's do this.
Hot Eats. You like the Hot Eats, right?
Yeah. And you don't like Soarin', right?
You like Soarin'? Florida doesn't believe in Dairy Queen.
Have you guys done The Void? The Void, I hear, is great.
The Void is great.
Do you have Morimoto reservations?
All at the same time.
Yeah, do I sit inside or outside?
After you get bread service.
All right, yeah. We should have a shirt that's like the and shirts, but it's like bread service and The Void.
And Morimoto. And Soarin'.
And Universal Studios. WDW Today Podcast.
Let's make that. That's funny. All right, go ahead, Terry. Terry, these are from Twitter?
Yeah, these are from Twitter.
Terry runs our Twitter, by the way, so don't blame me for anything.
Yeah. Definitely had an interesting weekend on Twitter.
Yeah, I'm not on Twitter anymore. Y'all say whatever you want. I won't ever see it unless Terry sends it to me. Go ahead, Terry.
Just people want to know our genuine opinions on Illumination. Someone even asked, would we pay extra to go see the last Illuminations?
No.
I wouldn't even pay nothing to go see Illuminations.
Will hates
a big fan.
Fireworks.
Well, you can see it every night if you just... ask for a firework room view at the yacht club.
Don't
care.
Well,
it's closing.
Well, yeah, no.
Next, September or something? Like 2019.
Yes.
Mid to late, I think summer.
End of summer, 2019.
End of summer.
No, I'm just saying you don't have to pay extra. You could just book that room.
Yeah.
You know
to see
saying?
The last one?
Yeah.
But to be there, like, in the round. Like, you mean like an exclusive.
Oh, you know what's going to be very expensive is the dang boat.
Yeah.
That you pay to go in and get in there and see that.
You know someone's calling
overrated.
Right
at
that.
You know someone's already booked it.
Well,
and
no,
you know
can't.
It's like
what
10
is that?
Grand.
Is that a 60-day book or is that 180?
They don't know also when the date.
No,
they
you know that there's like some celebrity that's a huge Disney fan that's already made the call.
Mario Lopez is going to be there.
John Stamos.
I would say mediocre level celebrity.
Mario Lopez.
Out of all the celebrities that Terry could have said was a Disney fan,
Mario Lopez. Solid.
I don't know if he's a Disney fan.
It doesn't matter.
Illuminations, my thoughts on Illuminations are closing is, I don't want to be like about time, but it is like, all right, I think it's time for a refresh. It's a great show. No one can ever say it's not probably the longest lasting for a reason in this kind of category. It's a beautiful show, but it's time for something new.
It is
We've
time.
Had it for 20 years. So essentially it's been running since I was 12. It's time. Time to freshen that up. So
I'm actually surprised.
You were a middle schooler when that show started.
Yeah, so I didn't really care. I've never been that attached to Illuminations like a lot of people were because I think I was not a kid, nor was I the adult going back. Like Wishes, I was more attached to. than Illuminations.
I was never as impressed with Illuminations as with the other fireworks.
Well,
displays.
Early on in the, like when it was a new show,
yeah,
the pyro was way toned down from what it is now. Like the show is a lot more, it definitely has more effects in it, mm-hmm. and more.
Yeah, and I'm not like, Will hates the nighttime spectaculars.
Mm-hmm.
I like them, but it's, even now would be like down my list. I think Star Wars is probably my favorite one. Galactic Celebration, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. It's probably my number one with that projection show beforehand, the movies one.
Mm-hmm.
Those two together is my favorite. After that is probably Happily Ever After, and then Illuminations, and then Rivers of Light. So it's not a, it's not my favorite. It's not a go-to. Also, I'll be honest that if I'm at Epcot at, typically at 10 o'clock at night.
Or 9, whenever it is.
Nine, so. I'm not necessarily there with my kids. And if I am there.
I'm kidding.
I mean, not that, but I would kind of have something else maybe I would want to do during that time.
Yeah, totally.
Because I feel like I'm there with like my, I don't know. It just is different. I've taken my kids were there as little as a year ago when we saw the show, and it was mm-hmm. great. But yeah, I think we saw it right at a year ago. We were at Food and Wine, so.
Yeah, so if you have a trip planned, go see it one more time.
Yeah, it is amazing.
Get it in. I love the soundtrack. Like yeah. the post show when you're walking out, it does feel very.
Oh yeah, it's a great show. Like I don't want to be like somebody who's saying like I'm happy to see it go. I'm not happy to see mm-hmm. it go. I'm just happy to see something new. Now have they said? They haven't said if like will something immediately replace it? Like will there be a new fireworks show the next day? Like there was.
Yeah, I think so. Like they're going.
It's not
going
to go down for a while.
They're using this time to prepare a new. There may be a gap in between, but I would imagine.
I mean, it's kind of weird to have a park now without one of those.
Right. But. They need that because that's a huge tens of thousands of people stand there and watch that show.
Yeah.
So they need it. It'll be interesting to see. The talk is that it'll be drones and pyro.
But the drones aren't going to be air conditioned, so it's going to be miserable.
All right. You got another question?
Yeah. Brian Reynolds wants to know.
My buddy Brian.
Oh, Ryan Reynolds.
He wants to know, explain exactly how this new resort parking thingy works. Do you pay when you drive in, when you check in, or is it built into the cost of your trip?
Oh, yeah. Because you're having to pay at all the resorts now yeah. for parking.
I would assume it's on your bill.
If like your DVC, you're renting points, right?
Yes.
So you're good. You'll have no parking to pay.
As a renter?
I didn't know that.
No, you won't pay parking.
I scheduled to... We're flying into Tampa and then driving over to Orlando because it was essentially saved us $600 to do that.
Yeah.
Because the flight prices. So...
Done that before.
So I scheduled to return the car on the same day. So I might need to figure that out and change that. Because I thought I was going to have to pay for parking.
Are you sure if you rent points?
No, because you're basically, if you're renting points, you are staying under. You're staying as a guest of that member.
Yeah.
DVC does not see you as a point renter. They see you as Terry Weaver has points. He let the Grease stay there.
Yeah,
that's how they see.
Cool.
So you that's won't have to pay for parking. Now, if you do pay for parking, there are no, like, they're not, like, taking money at the gates.
No, you're just going to be on your bill.
If he does pay for parking, he's sending you an invoice, Terry.
But if you're a normal guest staying there, you're just getting billed. I assume, like, any other hotel, like, if you have valet. A car. Yeah,
honestly,
you have a car, yeah.
We have a packed schedule. There's zero times that I'm going to need to go get in a car and go somewhere.
So you're driving from Tampa to Disney, drop off, taking the car back to Tampa?
No. It's a one-way.
One-way rental.
And the drop-off is 1 mile from our resort.
I'll just Uber over.
Huh?
What'd you rent?
What company? Just a van. Sixt?
Yeah.
SIXT?
They probably will have a shuttle that'll just take you back, if not.
Maybe. I'm going to try
that. It's probably in a hotel,
I would imagine.
But,
I mean, if I can't do something like that, it's just a quick little app and Uber over there. So, for $5.
Right.
So.
Which might be what you want to do with your entire family to get to...
No, I'm dropping them off first, which is great. So I can go and drop them off at the resort.
Well, no, what I was saying to Hollywood Studios, if you want to avoid all of that mess at Hollywood Studios, but you're not because you're not going to parking tram. You're going to bus to Hollywood Studios.
Right, yeah, we're busing everywhere. And
you get a little bit quiet time to yourself.
Yes. Yes.
You may want to take an Uber to like Disney Springs.
Yeah. We are. Well, we're going to Disney Springs
later. Behind.
Real all caught up. Took a long time to return.
There's an insurance issue. I'm having to sit here file paperwork.
There was a scratch that we didn't see.
But some place called the Polite Pig.
Is that a did I hear a lightsaber turn on? No, I'm not at the void.
No. Nope.
Why would you think that?
Zoom. Is that so? Next, can we move on? Next question.
I like that whole scenario that we just crafted.
On.
It was fun.
Yeah, just had to lie to your wife.
Because that's your wife, not mine.
My wife. Yeah, my wife.
All right. Scott says biggest decision he's flip flopping on is when his family goes back in October 2019, trying to decide if the Disney dining plan is worth it. His son will be 11 and will be in the adult bracket now. Such a huge jump in price for a kid's appetite. Thoughts.
I am going to say I'm going soon, and I have recently done, there is a meal calculator so that you can put it in like the days you're staying, what you're going to get, and it tells you how much money it's going to cost and then how much money you'd spend if you didn't do it. And it's so close. It's very close. And that's saying that your child is going to eat a ton, which they are not. They're not going to. So you move from, hey, I'm going to have this and give my kid a little bit of that, or have our kids split a meal. When you're talking about that and paying
which
for it,
which isn't an
saving
option at your character dining restaurants.
Right. So character dining, yes, I'm talking about just like quick service. Yep. I mean, even down to the quick service stuff. Or
they'll
even
split a chicken finger.
Or even like, you know, Sanaa at whatever. I can split all that. You know what I mean? So, which they will do a lot. So anyway, I did the calculator, mm-hmm. Personally saw that it's very close in price, if not slightly more for Disney dining. Now, the feature is that it's easy. However, it's not easy because now I don't know how the whole gratuity thing works. You know, so if I'm going to have some cash for gratuities for all that.
Or you just charge it to your room.
Or charge it to the room. But that's a hassle. You know what I mean?
Like, that's just an extra step. That part of the dining plan is always really awkward because a lot of times they'll come to you, they'll touch your band, they come to the table with their little thing, and then they hand you a receipt and want you to like write the tip on before they run it. Which,
right.
If you're paying, but that's why we always pay with cash, because I always find that interaction to be really like, well, I'm going to tell you how if you were a good server or not right now.
Right.
And we kind of have just a blanket amount we tip on the dining plan. We figured out what the dining plan cost. We know that we'll tip $30 a California Grill or we'll do whatever.
Right.
We dining planned it.
Yeah. Yeah. But I feel like you can save money if you just pay for it yourself.
Like I've said on our show before, we always go in a large group. And then with this kid being like 11, that's in that weird time where you can't really predict that hunger, you know, like how hungry are you going to be, kiddo, or whatever.
Right.
Because some days, I mean, I'm thinking back to when I was 11, but also like nieces and nephews, you know, they're in that period where it's like sometimes they are very hungry and they will eat everything in sight. And then some days, not so much. So
right.
we don't do the Disney dining plan in our large group because we did the math and figured out it would just be less expensive for us to not do it.
Yeah.
So I think our overall answer is just,
and
it's a pass.
I have a character dining every day. So you would think that the value is there for me. Because I'm doing so many of those, it would be so expensive. And so you think that prepaying for all of that, you're going to get, you know, the value. And
the restaurants, if you like to eat, Cape May, if you like to eat Ohana, if you like to eat any of the all you care to eat that aren't buffets, Boma, there are some that are on the higher end of the buffets if you eat those. And if you like to eat a lot of the deluxe two credits. If you want to go to Narcoossee's, you can California Grill. If you're using those, the value on the deluxe dining plan. But man, the deluxe dining plan, we'll do it. Normally what we do a lot of split stays where we'll stay at Beach Club for 3 days and then we'll go stay at Bay Lake for 3 days. And we'll probably, if we ever do it, we only do it on part of them. And we intentionally do it on the ones where we know like, okay,
mm-hmm.
we'll go to Narcoossee's tonight and spend the cost of the meal plan for 3 days.
Right.
Can I be honest with you about Narcoossee's? I've only eaten there a few times. I don't go because of the name.
Mm.
I don't know why.
I get
that name turns me off. every time. We're looking at where should we eat. One, I know they obviously have a dress code and things like that.
It's not descriptive. Don't know what it means.
Not really a dress code. It's really just don't come in a tank top.
I mean, their website always asks you to there's a dress code. I mean, there is a dress code to eat at Narcoosie.
Essentially, don't come in swimming trunks and no tank tops.
Here's what it says. Guests are asked to adhere to a business casual dress code. Signature dining experience. Dressy attire is also welcome. Men must wear khaki, slacks, or dress shorts. Oh, dress shorts. I mean, okay. And collared shirts. Jeans must be worn if in good condition. Jackets are optional. Women must wear capri pants, skirts, dresses, or dress shorts. Jeans may be worn only if in good condition. So, not permitted. Dining room are tank top, flip-flop, swimsuits. Hats for gentlemen. Cutoffs, torn clothing, and t-shirt with offensive language and or graphics, which why is that allowed?
Maybe anywhere
and on the property, but... yeah, okay. So something about the name Narcoosie's makes me go, not interested. Pass. Hard pass.
Best cheesecake I've ever had.
Okay.
The single serving cheesecake.
I do like cheesecake.
Ever?
All right, got any other
stores? Better than Carnegie?
Carnegie closed.
Doesn't mean that it existed.
You can still get it at Madison Square
Garden.
Right,
but that you've ever had? Carnegie's great.
This is a strange question, but it's from Brendan, and I'm going to ask it because it's real specific. It seems like Star Wars is focusing on non-Jedi, non-Force aspects of their new project, Solo Resistance. Do you think there'll be a Jedi Force presence in Galaxy's Edge?
Well, yes.
They got to sell those lightsabers.
Yeah, yeah. Crazy. Yeah. Yes. Yes. There will be tons of Jedi lightsaber-wielding people.
Can you have Star Wars without the Force?
I mean...
Rogue One did.
If it does take place... When does this take place? Have they said this take place in the current timeline? Then yeah, there aren't a whole lot of Jedi walking around, but there will be lightsabers.
Is it canon?
There will be a Jedi.
Hey, is that canon?
Is it going to be canon?
Spoiler alert. I don't know if it's canon.
They did say John Williams and Michael Giacchino are doing the score for it.
Oh,
Galaxy Jedge.
That'd say cool. It's canon. It's within continuity.
Is it canon?
I hope that's available canon. To purchase. Yeah, that will be, I guess, the last
Jedi.
Thing John Williams does in the Star Wars.
No, episode 9 will come after.
Boom. Will it come? Well, depending on when it opens. When does 9?
December of next year. It'll be open.
I feel like John...
I think Orlando will line up right with the opening of episode 9.
Whew. Open it up around Christmas seems like a...
It's going to be intense.
Terrible idea.
It's going to be crazy anyway.
Regardless,
so apparently one of the issues...
I can't imagine it will be that
for a year. It's going to be crazy
years.
For 3 years.
I mean, Avatar is still pretty crazy. Yeah. Not that bad. I mean, it's not that crazy now. I don't know. I looked at Star Wars Land. I visually took a look at Star Wars Land. I know people say it looks pretty darn far along.
The difference is like internally
and stuff.
Internally in Disneyland, they are actually testing ride vehicles now, which is interesting because
the same ride vehicles. So why does it matter?
Well, but there's no, the interior is not built.
Oh, okay.
And apparently. You know, obviously, if you heard like the D23 announcement, you're able to control your own destiny and start in the Galaxy's Edge. Yeah. Well, you're able to control your destiny a little too much because if you get on the Falcon and you obviously if you're a party of two, you're going to get on with other people.
Yeah.
If their kid decides to be the driver and crashes the Falcon on takeoff, your ride's over. So they're having to adjust the attraction.
Terry, that can't be true.
Man, that is extreme
Terry, no
control
way.
Of destiny.
No like
that,
way.
It could get to the point of crashing and an autopilot comes in.
Yeah, like
you're going to have a droid space. Up in there.
Well, obviously, that's what they're addressing.
I don't think they
Why was that an obvious reason?
Don't believe it.
For obvious reasons. Let me go ahead and tell you what I'm going to do as an adult. I'm going to crash the Millennium Falcon.
Not accurate.
You know what I'm going to do? If my ride is 5 seconds long... That's even a thing? Why would that ever be an option?
It's not.
They're facing it.
Never was. They would not. That cannot be true.
I think there would be a plan.
What fake news blog was this read
I'm
on?
I'm calling shenanigans.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I don't think they let that happen.
That one sounds a bit hard. Like, there's no way that they thought that this is how
and
people
And there's
won.
Also no way that they were like, oh, crap. We did this?
Wait.
Either that or Imagineering should not be a title anymore because they are all foolish people.
Unless those people are just like, oh, man, I just don't like kids, man. I want them on and off that ride as fast as possible.
No way.
I mean, that one. I mean, if it's true, then what is happening in this world? Because that's... Who thought that was a good idea?
Avastar.
How did that have one...
Combine the properties.
And why does that matter?
Avastar!
Why would that matter on
Apple Wars?
Obviously, because if they're addressing to fix the problem.
I was saying, why would that change Disneyland and Disney World? They both are going to have the Control Your Own Destiny feature, right?
Right, but they're going to obviously have to make the change for...
No, but I'm saying, I thought you said Disneyland is like more on track.
Yeah, because they're a lot closer to being done. They started their construction much sooner.
Oh, just because of construction. I thought you meant for that reason.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on. Anything else?
Yeah.
We've done like an hour.
So. We have a bunch of questions in the feed there, too, as well as Twitter.
Ask them.
Well, okay, here's one from Dave. I want to hear y'all's thoughts on Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique. They did it for the four-year-old a few weeks ago. It was a waste of money, in his opinion. Grease. Logan. Go.
Take my money. It's fine. It's convenient. But here's what we're not going to do.
We're not going to put up pictures of what he wears
we're
every day at work.
We're not going to Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique.
Why not?
When we do this.
Your kids are not old enough.
We are bringing... My oldest is. She could do it.
Could she? Yeah. Yeah, I guess it's four.
She's four and a half.
Yeah, I think four is the start.
So we're just bringing like five of her princess dresses.
Yeah.
And she's going to whatever. And if she gets upset that her hair's not done, then my wife will go into a bathroom and do her hair or something.
Well,
she doesn't.
And I would say this for you. She doesn't know what she doesn't know.
Right.
So once you start that, I imagine if that becomes something she loves.
Now, I think it's an amazing experience. Well, I probably do it when both my daughters can do it. Because here's the last thing I want to do is let one do it. And then the other one's just sitting there like, I don't look pretty.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're dealing with
a lot of
soft
drama.
Souls
a lot of
with girls. So I'm just trying to protect everybody.
Yeah. My daughters are not old enough yet. My niece did it, though. And it was a terrific experience. Especially if you're an annual pass holder because you get all the photos included. They take tons of pictures. So it was pretty cool.
That's
it,
awesome.
Yeah. So... you get all the photos regardless. I mean, if you have a memory maker or if you just want to buy them, but they take a bunch of photos. Really cool experience. I know they're offering it for adults now too at the Grand Floridian. The
spas, yeah.
So there are options if you really feel like doing it. I don't think it's a waste of money. It just depends on the. You are right that my nerves would be if you're a frequent goer, then it becomes a thing you have to do every time, and then it could add up. If your kids expect it each time, you're like, oh, we need... Like, my kids expect to do a character dining meal now every time. Because it's just sort of what we've built into them. They go to Disney World a lot. Well, we get to go to Chef Mickey's. You know, that's part of
right. The
fun. So I could see that becoming a thing if it's like that. But if you're like, you know, a normal person and go, you know, once every year or two, then... Then I think it's probably okay.
From what I've seen, the people that I feel like, okay, you made a bad decision in your life are the people that go and do it and then do it like at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and then like just go on a normal park day. It's like, okay, you're riding rides now with your child in, you know, this get up and you're upset because it's raining and it's 100 degrees.
Yeah.
I think it's a cool thing to go and do for like a special birthday, a special occasion, especially if you're having... Before a princess dinner?
Yes. I was like, going to suggest that.
A big, like, it's their five-year-old birthday. You want to get them all done up. You're going to, like...
Fred said he did it with his youngest daughter. He felt robbed, but his wife and daughter thought it was awesome. I think that may be the general consensus from a lot of people.
And don't they have one in Disney Springs?
Yes. Yes.
That is a pro tip.
It's right by the
don't
void, right?
Go to the void. In drop the, them at the...
No, I'm just saying, you don't have to spend money on park tickets and then mess up 2 hours of your day... doing that process.
Oh, that's a good
when you can do it when you can do it at Disney Springs.
Yeah, it's inside the World of Disney store, I believe. Or no, they move it. They moved it when the World of Disney did it? I can't remember. I think they have their own dedicated space now. Y'all tell us. I can't remember. There is one there though for sure. I don't have a problem with it. I don't think there's if you like to do that kind of thing, great. I mean, it's like they have do you do the barber shop on Main Street? I always found that to be a little weird, but people do it every day.
I want
to
do that.
Right there, the haircut. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's where Johnny got his first haircut.
Yeah, a lot of people do that for the first haircut.
It was fascinating because he was screaming.
And some people I know, they're annual pass holders, they go there as their local barber.
They're bringing out all these toys. They're like just out of the gates for the kids that are screaming. It was great.
What would they do for adults? Can I go?
You can go.
You can go.
Really?
I know people that go, that's where their barber is.
Well, if you have a... annual pass.
Still a little strange. But
I mean, this is strange, but I mean, you know,
it's like the least convenient haircut. I have a hard time like getting a haircut as it is.
And your wife is a hairstylist.
I know. In my own home, I get my haircut. And I have a really tough time making that happen. I can't imagine having to be like, Okay, I'm going to have to drive all to the park.
Take it to transportation center.
Go all the way and then... Oh, crud, I left my magic band in the car.
They're just to get their hair cut. They're going there probably for dinner, and they're going the
good
direction.
Who's to say? Who's to say? I'm not that person. Neither are you. You don't know. You don't know me.
I did go to Disney on Ice this past weekend. I did think of, because there's always the guys out front selling the light-up wandy things.
Oh, yeah.
You do think of that. Like, I know there are some parents, pro tip, I don't do this necessarily myself because it has a lot of pre-planning, that take all their little flashy gizmos they get from, the Dollar Tree or wherever, stuff them in their bag, and then when the kid wants something, you know, a light up, whatever, it's not $20. Mm. It's something you bought for $2.
Shenanigans.
Yeah. That sounds fiscally responsible.
I mean, look, the snow cone. I had two snow cones.
You put a snow cone in a bag?
No, I had one of those cone bags. One melted, the other was still fine. No, I had Disney on Ice, which, by the way, that icing never melts at Disney on Ice. It's like perfectly compacted. It's the same one they have at the circus. They used to have the circus. Like, it's so compacted. The felled ice doesn't ever melt. And I had two of them. It was $30.
Yep.
And before you could say no, you've already have them in your hands.
I will never forget the moment where your mom bought Riker something and the Grease. Like,
my daughter.
Your daughter.
Not me. No, don't get the Grease. Yeah.
Did you get a light-up
like,
sucker?
She got really like two things and like two like little light-up. It's like $100. I was like, you go, Feld Entertainment. You guys are brilliant.
It was... It was a good show. I have to say, another pro tip, if you're looking for a great time to go to Disney on Ice, Sunday at 11 o'clock, great
Wide
show.
Open. In the South. In the South.
In the South. There was a church.
Yeah.
Nobody was there. I mean, it was like, the lower bowl was not even close to being full. Parking was a breeze. It was great.
So that was another thing someone asked is like, what are your favorite Disney things outside of a park? And definitely that is one of
yours. Yeah, that's a great one. It's always a good show. It's a good show. Much better, I think, than most of the traveling just stage shows. I know my kids did the Disney Junior Live on Stage. It's on tour right now. Mm-hmm. They loved that. I heard that's great. But we've done some of the other Disney live shows. They're usually pretty weak. And if you're not very close, if you're in an arena and you're not in the first few rows, I feel like they'd be pretty lame. I feel like Disney on Ice, though we usually try to get very good seats, you could be a little bit further back and it's still, it's an ice show. So you could see a big... scale, but those ones that are just set up like in a quarter arena and just kind of, it's not for me. But anything else? Is it time to wrap it up?
I bought the Memory Maker.
Okay.
Connected it to my account.
Yep.
However, I tried to add it three separate occasions over to a 2-month period. And it wouldn't process on the Chrome web browser. I switched over to Safari and it immediately worked.
Mm. Smart move.
Yeah.
That's weird, always use Safari.
Well, I'm just saying, if you're having problems out there, pro tip.
Yeah. Use
switch
Safari.
It up.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was like, okay, the site's down or something like that.
Yeah, for sure.
Disney on Ice, you can at least say.
I hate you, Will.
I mean, it's been running since I was like a little kid, at least. Because my mom was like, I've been going to this thing for 30 years now. Because she went with my daughters and my son and I. And my wife, we all went together. So she's like, I remember going to Beauty and the Beast in 1991 with you on this, and then to Aladdin shortly after that.
Should we end with our real specific question that we talked about before the show, or the dentist question? Okay. You want to end with that?
I got an interesting question on Twitter. There's a lot of people, and if you have questions, we'll do this again because this one was fun.
I love how specific our listeners ask questions, and this might be the most specific question that we've ever gotten from a listener. Like, this is better than like Tungalow 1940 or whatever, I think.
Okay. Like, how many calories are an adult with? That's a specific
not
question.
Enough. Not enough.
Not enough to keep me away from it.
Jeremy asks,
only up 80.
If your dentist invited you to WDW with his or her family, would you go? Assume your room was covered and you have to pay for your own food and you declined invitations to cookouts, etc., but promised next time.
I don't understand.
Wait, I don't either.
Repeat the question.
Yeah, so
if your dentist invited you to Walt Disney World with him or with his or her family, would you go?
Wait, so
we're making the assumption
am I going whole family or individually?
So am I going with
With your dentist.
You're going with the dentist.
Okay.
His or her family.
Is
they're covering your room,
covering
but you have to
room.
Pay for your own food except for the cookouts that you've declined to go to, except for you said maybe next time. Well, it sounds like you're already going.
What are these cookouts?
Why are you passing? Why would you pass on cookouts with someone?
Why is there a
and
cookout?
And then go on a Disney vacation with them.
Yeah, that's rude.
Oh, because they're giving
you
free.
They're just paying for your room, and then you decline to hang out with them.
So I'd say no. Do not abuse and yeah. abuse.
You're a dentist.
Abuse the system of the dentist that they're sitting there. The kindness of the dentist.
You know what they should do is have a cookout at their home and invite the dentist and the family before this proposed trip.
Yes.
Are you going to want to spend all day
at the dentist?
I feel like that's somebody you don't want to tread on, though. Someone who has a drill in your mouth.
That's true.
You know, like,
there's not many dentists have to get the drill circumstance. That's only a very
specific. You ever had a drill?
Never.
Usually I do. I have terrible teeth.
Well, really? Not all of us.
Do you floss daily?
He's a flosser.
Who's to say?
I hate who's to say.
Don't come at me, Grease.
It's Will's go-to, and it drives me insane.
He looks like a flosser.
Because there's really, I don't have a comeback to it.
Yeah, who's to say?
Now I just want to see internet videos of Will Hayes doing the floss.
Hey, quit yelling. You're frightening everyone.
I know we just finished on that, whatever. I don't know if that was a question or not.
No one answered it.
The answer is no. Don't be mean, I guess.
Divert.
Yeah, like go to the cookouts.
No, I'm telling you to invite them to your house.
Here's the deal. If you accept the invitation, although strange, if you accept the invitation, you definitely need to... If he invites you to dinner, y'all go out to dinner.
My dentist is also my brother-in-law.
Well, that's the missing piece of information. go with your brother-in-law.
You go.
My reply on Twitter is I wanted more backstory, which we didn't. But I do sort of feel like this is like a Lifetime movie in the making, where somebody ends up like missing at the end of the movie. Like,
no,
at the end of the movie.
That would be a Lifetime. So
that's a weird way to end the movie.
And then in a rare Disney twist, the drill was called a memory maker. Terrifying.
Unable to be added
with the
big,
Chrome internet
beautiful
browser.
Beautiful tomorrow.
I've got illuminations here for
Amy
you.
Amy said, tread lightly, dentists have access to nitrous.
Ooh, yeah. So befriend them.
That can go either way.
So Brandon Rice sent this to me. This is kind of a fun thing, and this is coming out before it happens. But on HQ, the trivia app game show, on Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern time, they're doing a Disney trivia night.
Well. Oh.
So this is...
And Kiss will be performing there on America's Got Talent.
This is it, bud.
But
here's the deal.
Somebody send me an HQ link.
You are going...
What?
Never done it.
He's saying send him a link so you can get the free life. Yeah.
Hang on.
You're going to be splitting
a fraction of a cent because I get the Disney fans... Right. There's going to be 200,000 people that win this thing because there's 200,000 people out there that know everything about Disney.
Here's what I want to know. I want to watch in the chat. I want to see the chat. All the Disney fans that get mad about there's going to be one question.
Oh, they got wrong for sure.
Steamboat Willie.
Walt never said if you can dream it, you can do it. He actually specifically said da 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 da.
They're going to say this game reminds me of that WDW Today podcast.
They don't know anything.
Yeah, no fake news, HQ. All right, hang on. I have to tell you one quick story.
It's my favorite story
about my wife when she was in elementary school. There was a trivia morning show over the intercom, okay? Uh-huh. And the question was, what band trio of brothers was out of Oklahoma City?
Huey?
The answer was Hanson. However, my wife did not answer Hanson because she knew that they were from Tulsa. And so they ended up later in the afternoon saying that the answer was Hanson, and she walked right up into that principal's office and let them have it, saying the question was wrong, like the answer was wrong. And she was very passionate about that. She's also very passionate about Hanson, and she's going here very soon. They're coming to Nashville.
That's nothing to do with Disney.
So your
no,
wife.
No, saying, let's pick like, one more question. I'm Grab saying, us one more question. Let's wrap it up.
My wife is
one
is,
that doesn't make me cringe.
Okay, someone had a question about with all the special events going on. Do you guys have any info on that?
Avoid food and wine.
Do we have any info on it?
So yesterday, all of the Disney elite gathered for a special press event to experience the new Hollywood Studios.
Is this the Bohemian Grove thing?
No, the what?
That's a different thing. My bad. Go ahead, Terry.
It's a new Magic Morning kind of hard ticketed event. I believe it's $79 at Hollywood Studios. You get to go in early and you get a very special breakfast at the ABC Commissary.
Special breakfast.
Which, as you know, is definitely one of my favorite dining establishments on Disney property. And
facetious?
Sarcasm?
Very much. Like,
okay.
People were gathering at 6:30 in the morning to go to this.
Beautiful.
To pay $79 to go in like before park opening. It seems a little not my thing. But hey,
are there enough vloggers out there that could fund that?
Who's to say?
They all went for free the first day. So like,
oh, okay.
The trackers went and a bunch of other people.
I understand the benefit of, man, I'm going to go to the park early. I'm going to film it on a little Steadicam, and you're in the park with no guests.
Oh, like, they were literally in the park with no guests.
Yeah, I mean, there is value to it. I wouldn't personally do it because I ain't getting up for it, but I get why people do. It's just not my thing.
But pro tip, if you do a breakfast, like a character breakfast, and it's the time like the park opens, they actually let you in.
Yeah, before it opens.
Yeah, they actually let you in there. So we got to do that at the California Adventure in California, because we were doing the aerial breakfast thing. It's right there on the bridge going over to the big Ferris wheel.
Which is no more.
Yes. So
the Lamplighter Lounge.
But we literally got to walk in 30 minutes before the gates open, and we were the only ones walking. Yeah. You know,
pretty cool. Yeah, you know, in Coco?
Coco?
The movie Coco?
Yes.
The skeleton?
Love it.
They built in Toy Story Land. Or no, in Cars Land.
Yes.
A shrimp, like, what do you call it? What they have on the mantle? Yes. I don't want to butcher it.
For
stockings.
For
no,
for Day of the Dead.
To bring their dead relatives back to home for the day. They built that for Doc Hudson in Cars Land. And I don't know, that feels a little inappropriate. I feel like that was in a marketing meeting and someone was like, and they were like, what if we did this?
We need some crossover.
We need crossover. I mean,
yeah. We need some
religion.
Easter eggs.
And talking cars who die. Mm-hmm. Felt a little weird. Felt a little strange. The Coco show they have out there looks phenomenal.
Oh, the one with like...
There's a puppet Miguel. It looks incredible.
That walks in front of
you. Need
to
look at that, Rob. You need to see that puppet Miguel.
Oh, yeah.
He's a puppet man. Next time, we got to have Rob on next week, because Rob went puppet and he has not nice words to say about a not-so-scary Halloween party.
Has nice words?
A lot of people.
Adams had a good time with his family.
That's good. I'm happy for people that do. I've never sweat so much in my life as I did at Halloween Horror Nights on Friday night, so I cannot imagine being in costume.
Clearly never been in a dadgum gondola.
Amen.
I know. No one has.
All right, let's wrap it up. That's going to do it for this week at WDW Today. I'm Logan Singer.
Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
Matt Lott.
Who's to say?
See you on the next show.
Ship dance like a moth in the fire.